Welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C., mama, CEO, and founder of the Rising Wolf Coaching, seven-figure business owner, and the creator of the Wealth Expansion System. Myself and my team help freedom-seeking fempreneurs reach effortless high cash months without the hustle. Join us for conversations on money manifesting, business growth, passive revenue, and coming home to your birthright of being wildly wealthy. Hello, my friend, and welcome to There She Rose podcast. This is your host, Jamie C. We are talking about all things sales, 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 money mindset, and wealth expansion to allow for you to have so much juicy goodness in your business. So first and foremost, we're talking about all the things that people love, which is making money, getting sales, but sometimes the process in which we're doing it feels a little icky. And I want to talk about a couple topics today that I'm talking about in my membership and then also in some of my content for my live workshop that is coming up, which is on this Monday. So if you're hearing it past this Monday, sorry, baby, you messed out, but that's okay. I'm sure I'll do it again. You could probably get all the juicy good stuff in my membership. So what we're talking about is topic number one, which is really feeling good about making sales. And let's just identify, this is what I like to call an energy audit. So let's just say all of a sudden, all of these people were to flood in. They're like, ooh, I want to pay for this. Ooh, I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this. Now, how does that feel in your body? No, not in the head. Because of course we're going to say, yes, that sounds great. But in the body, how does it feel to be receiving massive wealth? Does it feel expansive? Does it feel restrictive? Does it feel ooh? And here's how you know the difference. Expansion feels like connection. It feels, oh, it feels juicy. It feels like love. It feels like fun. It feels like play. And the restriction feels dense. It feels a little icky. It feels like your throat might close up a little bit. It feels like heart kind of gets a little tight. So really, really important to know that when we're kind of navigating sales and receiving and holding wealth in our lives and in our business, really tapping into what the body says, because the body is going to give you the answer. The body is like, hey, bitty bop, you got blocks on sales, and we want to make sure you don't have any blocks on sales, because at the end of the day, you didn't open your business to not be making sales. You opened your business to have clarity and fun and expansion and leadership and all this good stuff. So let's get you there. So number one is always auditing what the body is responding to. And when we think about sales and making sales, not only do we have to recognize what the body is saying, but we have to have deep awareness around our behaviors, because guess what behaviors are? They are the tip of the iceberg to your beliefs. And that is really important to remember, is that when we are thinking about our behaviors are there for a reason. And every single belief that is kind of underneath the surface or underneath the water of the iceberg, right? We want to think about everything there is meant to be discovered, right? Because if your mindset around sales, around receiving wealth, around making wealth, all these things, right, is not congruent with your behaviors and your beliefs, like you could have all these desires, but if underneath the surface of the water is not congruent with those desires, you're going to meet friction. You're going to end up hyper hustling. You're going to end up doing only strategy, or you're going to end up shutting down. And at the end of the day, these are all important things to recognize. We have to have awareness first. Awareness is literally the key to all of it. It's the key to all of it. So when we're diving into the sales, number one, recognizing what the body is responding to, that is always going to give us some information on if we have blocks. Number two is recognizing awareness at all stages of the game, because here's the truth, is that the person you are in the beginning of your business is not who you're going to be 3 years in or 5 years in or 10 years in. You're going to become a new person. You're going to evolve. You're always in the expansion process. And when we're in the expansion process, we're going to experience resistance. We're going to feel a little bit of friction, a little bit of, moves need to be made. So this is important. Number one, when we are now navigating into the strategy of being able to create sales, number one, we want to condense the sales process. This is, I give you the exact step-by-step process of this, like each phase of the sales process. or you could call it the buying cycle of like what your consumer is navigating and how to actually put it into your content to make sure that from the awareness phase all the way to price it or actually like whipping off the credit card, I have everything mapped out there for you. So that is in the content for that. But when we condense the sales process, number one, our energetics have to be in alignment with what a sale means. That means I've shown up, I believe in what I'm doing, I have clarity around it, and I know that my success is inevitable. And this right here, oh, this right here is one of the most magnificent things that you can do in your business is recognize that number one, your energetics is so important. And then number two, that we have a strategy put in place for what we are doing for the sale. So, but here's the truth is that the sale, the money, all the things, that's just the byproduct of your energetics and your strategy. And energetics is running 80% of the game. If you are new here, you're going to hear me say this a lot because I don't want you to forget it. And sometimes I sound like a broken record, but that's just going to be what it is. Because I'm going to tell you, 80% is how you think, where your nervous system is, and most people think it's the strategy. And yeah, I could teach you strategy literally in my sleep. I could just be like, do this, do this, do this, add this, da 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 da. But if you're not aligned with receiving, if you're blocked with receiving, if you have blocks around being seen, if you have blocks around that, the sales that you deeply desire are on the other side of you healing and witnessing those parts of you that are hiding. Okay, so wherever you're hiding, we're holding out on massive expansion. So here's what I want you to remember. I want you to remember this story that I'm about to tell you. When I first started out in my business, I remember thinking, well, I'll just post on Instagram, not this business, my first business ever. I remember I'll post on Instagram, I'll do all these things, and then I'll just make lots of money. And that'll be great. And I won't be broke anymore because I was so fucking broke. And when you're broke and you're hyper hustling and your body gets used to hyper hustling, guess what? Your body doesn't know how to relax. It doesn't know how to reach goals in the energy of ease. So when we think about the sale, again, it's the byproduct of everything that comes before it. So the story is that when I was in business and I was doing all these things and I was hyper hustling because I didn't want to be broke anymore, then I'd make sales. And then anytime I wasn't making sales, my body was like, oh, you got to keep going. You got to keep going. You got to keep doing it. You got to keep doing it. And then guess what happens? You get burnt out. And what happens when you get burnt out? You lack clarity. What happens when you're burnt out is that you don't feel as confident. Your body is probably looking for ways to numb, calm, regulate. And that generally means we're like scrolling, we're looking at what everyone else is doing, we're drinking, we're smoking, we're doing all the things that take away clarity. So here's what I want you to remember. If you want the sales, we must, number one, start with believing in what you are good at. If you believe in what you are good at and you believe that you can get there in the energy of ease, the byproduct is going to come much faster. But often the way that people reach their goals and reach these juicy, delicious sales is actually through strategy only, hyper hustling, which ends up in lack of clarity, and then more self-doubt, more procrastination, and further distance between that and what you desire. And if we want to collapse time and we want to be able to figure out how we can create massive abundance in our lives, believing in your gifts is number one. Your mindset and your energetics are number one. Number two is then your strategy. Put those things together. What do you get? Sales. I want to give you an example of what just happened right in front of me. I have my 2024 manifestation goal list. I'm going to read a couple. I have all of my tasks in my business delegated to my VA. It's easy and effortless. I had one of my other team members bop out. And we had, guess what? Today is January 3rd, okay? And all of these things that I wrote down, I expected at least 12 months, okay? So all of my tasks in my business are delegated to my VA. It's easy and effortless. Guess what happened yesterday? a solution. All of my tasks can be delegated so that I can be in the energy of ease. Now, next thing, 14K days are much more frequent. 10K days are the average. It is the 3rd of January at 2:47, and my business has brought in almost $40,000. Now, is this from hyper hustling? Absolutely the fuck not. What is it? A belief in my ability, a belief in my gifts, the strategy to put that out into the world, the content, the marketing content that I put out into the world. And then also on top of that, I have my receiver wide open. Now let's talk about that for a second. When we're thinking about sales, again, it's the last piece of the puzzle. It's like when you are making a cake and you put in the flour and you put in the sugar and you mix it in a bowl and you do all these things. What you really want is a cake, right? But what do we have to do first? We got to get all the ingredients together. And then we have to be patient as fuck as we put it in the oven and we wait for it to cook. And then we got to be more patient as it comes out of the oven and cools. And then we can put the frosting on it. So this is what most people are doing. I want the cake now. So guess what's going to happen? I'm going to put all this shit in. I'm going to put it in the oven. I'm going to crank that shit up. It's going to get burnt. I'm going to burn my hand trying to take it out too fast. And then I'm going to shut down because I'm really upset that it's not here fast enough. And then you never get your cake. So the energetics behind cake making and money making are actually very similar. We're going to put all the ingredients in, which is self-belief, patience, the receiver being open, which I'll get to in a second, the receiver being open. I'm worthy of everything that I desire. I know who I'm serving and I know exactly how I'm getting them from point A to point Z. I'm surrounding myself by people who light me up, who make me feel safe, who make me feel safe to expand. All these ingredients, the sugar, the flour, the self-belief, the money mindset, holding wealth, where we hold on to wealth. We don't just go and spend all of our money when we get it. We know how to hold it. We know how to care for it. We know how to direct it, right? And then we put it in the oven, right? We put it in the oven, which is our patience, right? And then we take it out and we have a cake or we have a sale. Okay. So that's the process. So what does it mean when the receiver is open? Delegating is part of opening the receiver. It means I feel safe asking for support. I feel safe trusting other people in my business to help me. I believe that I don't have to do everything in my business and have control over absolutely everything to make sales. Number one, that's going to deplete the shit out of me. And number two, that says that I don't trust other people, which means I don't trust that I can't do this without support. Now, you are in co-creation constantly, constantly in co-creation. So if you want the sale or the cake, we need to have the bowl to mix the things in. We need to have the oven. These are like the supporting actors and actresses in making the cake, right? So the bowl may be your VA. The spatula may be your automations. The oven may just be, I don't know, the people that you're hanging out with that allow for your cake to rise, that make you feel safe to expand or rise. I'm loving all these cake and money analogies. This is kind of fun. Kind of just dripped and dropped in for me. Okay. So I am also with my receiver open. I'm asking for support when I need it. I know when I need to delegate. I know when I need to outsource. I know when I have too much on my plate. Okay. And then I have to take action to do that. So another way of making sure your receiver is open is receiving support and acknowledgement from self. Again, these are all necessary ingredients for sales. You may not think it, but go back to the cake analogy. Let's just put it this way. I'm going to do another analogy because I'm the analogy queen. It's just all like, I think in pictures, okay? So sugar and salt. Okay, so let's think of the sugar as love. right? It's I love myself. I care for myself. I take care of myself. I move my body. I eat well. I make sure I'm hydrated. I make sure that I'm taken care of, that I'm well rested, that I'm heard, that my needs are being met. And that shit is just sugary goodness. It makes my cake taste great. Okay. But oftentimes, most of us are putting salt or poison in our cake. Okay. So we put in frustration, self-doubt, I'm not good enough, I don't trust anybody, it's not happening fast enough, all the things, all the impatience, all the frustration, all the negative self-doubt, and we're pouring salt into a cake that's inevitably going to have to be thrown in the trash because it doesn't taste good, right? Or the sale never comes. That's what it is. So start with putting sugar in your cake. Again, receiving compliments, receiving love, receiving self-acknowledgement, receiving the patience, receiving compassion. Self-compassion is one of the most beautiful things that you can put in your cake to make it rise, okay? I also just got another download, a little. Remember that, I was born in 1987, so I'm thinking about this like it was this little, what is it called? It was like a little like Susie maker, little like toy cake maker where you like popped it in and you made it and it happened really fast. I'm going to have to look that up now, but it was a toy and you can make little cakes, little bake little cakes or cupcakes. I used to do that when I was a kid, but that's kind of what this is reminding me of. It's like when you put all the right ingredients, it like happens that much faster. Like you condense time, you collapse time, and all of a sudden it's like that little instant, it's like a little instant pot or an instant cake or like, I don't know. It's like instead of it taking 30 minutes in the oven, it's going to take two minutes, right? Okay, so let's recap. Number one, what did we talk about when we want juicy, delicious sales? Sales is the equation. It's the after product. It is the last piece on the train. It's the last stop on the train to everything that comes before it. And it's not only focused on strategy. It's not only, yes, it's 20%, but most people make it 100%, and that shit is not going to work. If you're making strategy 100% of your entire way of building your business, I can tell you, you're going to end up stressed out and frustrated. It is absolutely necessary, just like feminine and masculine energies together, right? If you're only in your feminine, it's going to be massive chaos. If you're only in your masculine, you're going to be stressed out, and it's going to be, you just hyper control, hyper fixation, all of the things. So a combination of those is going to be great. Recognize what your body is saying to you when you're in the process of this. Okay. Recognize where blocks are coming up, general awareness. And are you putting all of the necessary ingredients into your cake or into your bowl to make a cake, which is making sales? Okay. Cake making and sales are very similar. Okay. So this is what I'm going to have you focus on today. I'm going to have you get your butt inside of my membership, because if you're not there and you're not learning that, like, what are we even doing? Get your booty in there. Go. Get it going, because we got the whole mixture. We got that 100%, right? And it's my membership is all focused on sales. So there's a lot of strategy and wealth mindset and expansion work. So get your booty in there. And I want you to just give yourself a little extra love. Look at yourself in the mirror for like 2 seconds, even if it's a second longer than you normally do, and just like cradle your face and say, you're doing a good job. I love you. You're doing great. You're doing amazing. It's all good. All my dreams are possible. Should I share a couple more things on my list? Okay, I'm going to share. I'm looking at my 2024 goal list. Okay, ready? Here we go. All right. So my team makes me feel seen. That's a hashtag projector here, human design projector, and valuable. They offer me suggestions on how to better automate my business and support my clients. Again, feeling fully supported and seen. Let's see what else. Oh, new clients are pouring in and it feels so expansive to my nervous system. Not only are they pouring in, they're getting amazing results and changing their lives. God, it's so good. Oh, and by the end of 2024, this is my goal, is that my YouTube has 500 subscribers and it's changing people's lives and making them feel hella empowered. So, hashtag manifesting. Okay. All right. I love you so much. Go do some cake making. I love you. 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 Receive it. Receive it. Receive. Receive. Okay. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye for now.